The Shiretoku Peninsula in northern Japan's Hokkaido boasts a pristine natural environment. It's recognized as a World Natural Heritage Site for its biodiversity and famous for its winter drift ice. But summer brings drama too. We witness an epic battle among sea creatures under the guidance of a veteran diver.
Seki Katsunori is an underwater photographer. He has been diving in the waters off Shiretoku for over 40 years. Today, he's off the coast of Rausu. Kelp is a local specialty here, and there's plenty of it. At a depth of about 10 meters, vast numbers of large scallops are found spread across the seabed. One estimate puts their number at about 300,000. It is assumed they gather here to feed on the abundant plankton.
People often ask me if these scallops were scattered or collected, but they are natural. It is rare to see them gathered on such a large scale.
A starfish appears on the scene. It's hunting for scallops. The starfish pins down a scallop from above to suffocate it, capturing a tasty meal. But the scallops can defend themselves. They open and close their shells to propel themselves in a bid to escape danger. They can move up to 50 centimeters each time. We successfully shot footage of what Seki says is the scallop's greatest natural enemy. The crested flounder can grow more than 40 centimeters in length. Their large eyes help them spot the weakest prey. They attack in groups. One after another, they stick their heads in and gobble up the scallops. Crested flounder do not usually form schools, so it's said to be rare to see this kind of coordinated assault.
When crested flounder find weak scallops, they attack them fiercely. I think they may be the scariest enemy, even more so than octopus or starfish. It's the time of year when living things are the most active. It really feels like summer.
Beneath the surface of Shiretoku's crystal waters, the cycle of life repeats itself year after year in a dramatic fashion.